The Oklahoma wheat crop is all but in the books. Kim, how did the crop look on paper?
Well, I'd say it best looked like Jekyll and Hyde, you know, really good and, well, I don't want to say really bad. There was some really bad of it, but, you know, it was mixed. Milling quality, the reports I get is that there's some problems, like the millers and had trouble last year figuring out how to handle that high protein. This is another year figuring out how to handle this crop, but we've got some good stuff, and then we've got some stuff that's going to have to be worked on.
Well, and the price was kind of that way throughout the year, too.
If you look at the prices during harvest, you know, that Kansas City September contract, low of $5, a high of $6.11, $1.11 moved right there. You look at it over this last week, we were above $6, which is where we want to be. It couldn't stay down there. It came down and tested $5.50. If we break that 550, then I think we can go down to lose another 15 or 20, go down to 530, 535, something like that. But the price and the quality of the crop was just all over the board.
With the Oklahoma wheat crop done, how are we looking worldwide?
Well, if you look at the world crop, we're probably about halfway done on that, about 50% of it harvested. If you look around the countries, China's got about a third of theirs left to cut. The U.S. Probably less than 50%, the EU less than 50%. Of course, Canada, Argentina, Australia, they've got 100% of theirs cut. They won't start cutting on theirs till late August, November, something like that, that time period. Of course, India and North Africa are both finished.
With the wheat off the plant across the world, should Oklahoma producers be storing it or selling it?
I think right now is probably a good time. We talked about the third and the third,
right,
and the third. I don't think that it's going to pay to store. I think the odds are probably 60% that it's going to be lower in December than it is now, but we're just going to have to wait and see what's going on.
Well, Kim, switching to corn, there's been a lot of volatility in the price. What are producers expecting?
Well, over the last, 30 days or so, in 22-day time period, we had an 87-cent move in corn prices. You look at that December contract, $3.63 up to $4.52. During that period, the funds bought 340,000 contracts of corn. That's 1.7 billion bushels. Right now, corn's long about 212,000 or 1.06 billion bushels. You know, that's a tremendous amount of longs. And, you know, the good news there is that they bought it, brought prices up. But the bad news is that they're extremely long. You look at that December contract right now, it's got support at 433 and 419 and resistance at 454.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.